Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. I'm so glad you joined me today. Years ago, I heard this story of a mother who asked her little boy to go into the pantry and get her a can of tomato soup. And he said, "Mommy, it's dark in that pantry. I don't want to go in there. I'm scared." She said, "Honey, it's all right. I need a can of tomato soup. Would you go in the pantry and bring me a can of tomato soup?" He said, "Mommy, it's dark in there. I'm scared." And she said, "Son, listen to me. It's all right. Jesus will be in the pantry with you. Now go in there and get me a can of tomato soup." Little boy slowly walked to that pantry door, opened it, looked inside in the dark, and said, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me a can of tomato soup?" Well, I've got news. The Holy Spirit is always with you, no matter wherever you go. If you're a Christian, if you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, then the Holy Spirit has come in and taken up residence in your heart. And He is interceding for you every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can tap into His prayer and you can pray in the Spirit anytime you want. He's always with you. Now, people say, "Well, are you Christians worshiping three gods?" No. No, we're not worshiping three gods. We're worshiping one God. "O Israel, the Lord thy God is one," the Bible says. We're not worshiping three gods. We're worshiping one God, but God expresses Himself in three forms. First of all, He expresses Himself as our Heavenly Father, who created everything you can see from what you cannot see. Second of all, He represents Himself as the Son, that is Jesus, whom He sent to the earth to take on our sin and shame and to take the stripes on His back for our healing. And third, the Holy Spirit. He represents Himself as the Holy Spirit, or we might say Jesus' other self, no longer limited to time and space. So we're worshiping one God, but He expresses Himself in three ways. Let me give you an example. You take water. Water is a liquid, but if you boil it, it becomes like steam. If you freeze it, it becomes a solid, but it's still water. It's water. It just comes in a different form. It's the same thing. When Lindsay and I first got married, she liked a certain type of drink, and I would stop at a convenience store when we were driving, and I'd get it for her. It was one-third hot coffee, one-third hot water, and one-third hot chocolate. Now, that didn't quite float my boat, you know, give me a Dr. Pepper and I'm happy. But she liked what she called a third, a third, a third. That is one-third hot water, one-third hot coffee, one-third hot chocolate. And I would go and get her a third, a third, a third, and she'd just drink it and loved it. Well, one day, I stopped at a convenience store and I went inside to get her a third, a third, a third, but they were out of hot chocolate. And so I poured half the cup hot water and the other half with hot coffee. And I put a lid on it, and I got one of those little straws. I mean the little tiny straws. You know the one that when you suck on it, you feel like you're going to suck your brains out? You know the one I'm talking about, that little tiny straw. You just suck there on it, and nothing seems to happen. That's the one I got. I put a lid on it. I got in the car. I handed it to her. She took one sip of it, and she said, "This is not a third, a third, a third. This is half-half." I said, "How do you know?" She said, "I can tell the difference." Now, there are three things about God I want you to know. Number one, He is omnipotent, which means He's all-powerful. Number two, He is omniscient. He is all-wise. He sees everything. When I was a kid, I was sure my mother had eyes in the back of her head because she could see everything that I did. Well, God sees everything. He sees it all. And then third, He is omnipresent. That means He can be everywhere at the same time. Jesus puts it like this: "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, another comforter, that He may be with you forever." Okay? Jesus promised a helper will be with us forever. Listen to that. A helper. And who is that helper? The Holy Spirit. In Greek, it's the divine paraclete, which translates one called alongside to help, not only to be with you, but to be in you. And what does Jesus say? He said the Spirit of truth is a person whom the world cannot receive. In other words, if you're not a Christian, you can't possibly have the Holy Spirit because it does not see him, that is the world, or know him. But you, he's talking about you as a Christian, you know him because he abides. He lives with you and will be in you. And then Jesus also said, I will not leave you as an orphan, or in other words, fatherless. I will come to you. And this verse affirms the Bible doctrine of what's called adoption, which just very well may be the most healing and comforting doctrine that there is in the entire Word of God. You know, in our society and to the news today, parents, you see it all the time, parents have been known to abandon their children, to leave them on the doorstep. Bill Wilson, who has a great Saturday Sunday school ministry in New York City, was like that. He was left at a bus stop by his mother when he was a child. And because of that experience that he went through, he developed a ministry to help other children who are fatherless and sometimes motherless and sometimes both. And he has a tremendous ministry. He calls it Saturday Sunday School, thousands of kids. And he drives one of those buses himself because in his mind, he's driving himself and remembering what it was like when he was left on that corner when he was a child by his mother. Well, sometimes parents can do that. They've been known to abandon their children. New mothers have left their babies in alleys and in trash cans. You see it on the news all the time, on doorsteps, and even walked away from other children at home. But in contrast, Jesus does not ever abandon his children. When you are a member of the family of God, you'll never be an orphan. You'll never be lost in a child custody battle. In fact, Jesus says to his disciples, I will be closer to you than ever before. Well, how's that possible? He was going away. But he said to his disciples, it's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, cannot come. I'm about to pour out my spirit, like the prophet Joel said. Jesus had to go away so he could send his other self. Why? Because Jesus was limited to time and space. He could only be at one place at a time. He could only be in Capernaum. He couldn't be at Jerusalem at the same time. But now, by the unlimited power of the Holy Spirit is in you as a believer. He's in me. He is in every born-again believer all over the world. He's unlimited. He's no longer limited to time and space. That's why it's so important. And Jesus is saying, when people hurt you, when people disappoint you, when people malign you, when they say cruel things about you and make up lies, he is saying, I will be with you, and you can count on me. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And Jesus also shares with his disciples, saying, these things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, while I'm with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance everything that I have said. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God that on the day you gave your heart to Christ, the Holy Spirit came in and bore witness with you that you are a child of God. And isn't it great to know you don't have to go and get somebody that you've already got? Praise God for that. I pray in the Spirit every day. Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all, and I wish you did. I pray in tongues every day, and I interpret back the way the Apostle Paul taught us in 1 Corinthians 14. It's something that I do on a regular daily basis. I was doing it early this morning before I came into our ministry headquarters. I'll do it this afternoon. I'll do it this evening. I'll do it in the midnight hour. I'll do it at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when I get up to pray. Why? Because I need help. I need direction. Because the Holy Spirit is my teacher and my guide. And when I do that, he shows me where to go, what to do when I get there. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I'm praying over you tonight. I'm praying over you right now in the authority of Jesus' name, believing that God will use this message to bring you closer to God and let you know the Holy Spirit is in you. And he is the power source. I praise God for it. I give him all the honor and I give him all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Thanks for joining me today on the podcast. If you've not yet heard, we've begun a new online internet network. It's called the Healing Network. And to download it, simply go to the App Store and type in the Healing Network. It's free. Or go to richardroberts.org. That's our website, and all the information is there. It's 7 days a week, 24-hour a day healing. All healing, all the time. There is live programming. I have classes that are going on. As a matter of fact, I'm in the process of starting a new class, which will be out. I'm not sure when it will be out, but I'm doing a class series on the Holy Spirit. And there's one coming up soon on healing. And that's a part of the Richard Roberts School of Miracles, which also is a part of this new network. So there's a lot to be looked at. Just simply go to richardroberts.org and check it out for yourself. God bless you. Thanks for being with me on the podcast, and I'll see you next week.
When believers gather together in the name of Jesus, Jesus promised to be present, and His Word promises healing and wholeness to you. Canadian friends and partners, Richard is coming to Toronto. Join Richard at the Old Mill in Toronto on Saturday morning, September 23rd. For more information and free registration, go to richardroberts.org/Canada2023. Bring your friends and loved ones and come expecting miracles.